Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090 with a very special guest joining us right now. He is the Manager of the Year in the American League in 2014, also the Baseball America Manager of the Year. And a couple days ago, he was honored in San Diego. In fact, this man has traveled several thousand miles to return home to Baltimore. Buck Showalter is with us.
For the Army-Navy game,
For the Army-Navy game.
How cool is that? It's on my bucket list. I can't wait.
And mine, too. I'm going to my first one tomorrow.
Yeah?
As are
How
you.
How does that happen?
It's only been here since it hasn't been here since 07.
Well, you can travel.
I can.
Yeah,
right.
It's right up.
So can you.
Washington's not that far. Okay, we're both guilty. But, my dad was in the Big Red One and Normandy invasion. And it's going to be fun tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
You go to a lot of sporting events.
This one, not really.
Well, you go to
this one
100
and... Yeah, I have no choice. Sometimes I don't make it through the whole game, but I get to see a lot of them.
This one is a different feel, I think, to it. I mean, it definitely just feels different.
Yeah. It's a purity of the sport. It doesn't get any more pure than this. And I'm going to get there in time for the walk-in. March-in, I should say. I don't think they'll be walking. But everybody I've talked to says you got to do it once in your life.
And even though I can't even only imagine the hours you were pulling in San Diego on a different time zone, this was a no doubt about it for you in this thing when you knew it was going to be in Baltimore.
I got with a great Oriole fan last night on the plane. Didn't sleep at all coming back, but LAX to Dulles and Dulles to Timonium, it was good. But I'm here and it was worth it. Looking forward to it. We weren't exactly active publicly, but did get a couple of interesting guys in the Rule 5 draft and set up some networking and groundwork for some potential things down the road.
I know you've talked about this at length now several times. You come to San Diego after a week where you lose Markakis, Miller, and Cruz.
Yeah, I'm losing IQ daily, huh? It's the time. It was tough. You know, we're hoping, Hundley, I hope we can get him back too. He was a big part of things last year in some ways. But what do you think, Fred?
I think those are holes to fill. But you know what? To be honest with you, when you take a step back and you look at where the offseason was, each of the past 3 years, it's pretty similar.
Well, if you look at why we made a big jump last year in a lot of people's minds, and statistically, it was our starting pitching. It was our pitching. You know, I'm the most concerned right now about two things. That's our bullpen and where we are emotionally and mentally going into the season with, loss of some real presence, not only in our lineup, but on our club. And, people talk about Manny coming back and Chris coming back and, of course, Maddie coming back. We got some come-to-the-rescue guys that are going to be asked to be guys. You know, a lot of times I found with, Steve Pierce comes to the rescue and has a great contributing year for us. Zach Britton comes to the rescue. Now, all of a sudden, the water's part and it's expected of them. It's a different gig. So we need these guys to graduate, and like our pitching staff did last year. If they do, I love, the last two radio shows I've done the last couple of days, it's, we're going to finish fifth. Just go ahead. Pick us there. That's fine.
I've always felt you and this team is more comfortable there as far as where you're supposed to pick.
Who we are.
Be picked. Yeah.
It's kind of who we are, and that's been great. We've been able to define that and not confuse the fans. And, there's a lot of trust involved because it's a slippery slope. How much, anybody that thinks taking those guys off a club doesn't make it tougher. We wouldn't have been in the playoffs without the addition of Andrew Miller. But we have five picks, Brett, in the first 102 picks this year. We got a chance to have six next year in the first 100 if things follow like they probably will. Those are key components for us, and we've got to replenish some of things. We got some people coming, and we've got to keep that chain going.
How eager are you to see? We've heard a lot about a Daryl Alvarez or a Christian Walker. You got to see Christian at the end of last year. Are you eager for February to kind of see where they are in their progression?
Well, we got some ideas about it now. I spent a lot of time looking at some tape on both those guys in the last 3 days. Let's put it this way. They need to bring their gray pants to Sarasota. They're going to get a lot of at-bats and a lot of playing time because shame on us if we don't use that time to evaluate ourselves to make good decisions. But I think both those guys, it's a win question instead of an if question.
When fans see the lack of moves during the busiest week of the offseason.
Yeah, but we're basically comparing what everybody else is
right,
doing.
Right, I'm saying.
And which one of those things did they do that we should have done?
Exactly. And you look at...
I could probably come up with a couple.
That's a good point. But, you know, you look at when Delmon Young was signed last year, when Nelson was signed last year, when Ubaldo was signed last year, and the kind of moves the Orioles have made over what's now been a long stretch, especially since you arrived here. I was surprised to see the reaction from at least the loud fans in the vacuum of 1 week of the off season for a lack of moves.
You know what? I'm glad they care. You know,
it's a big difference from a few years ago.
It's like when someone asks for an autograph, when you got to worry is when they quit asking. You know, so what comes first? I'm glad that people are passionate. They want us to be perceived as getting ready to do well. I got it. And I feel the same way. Believe me, we're not taking any time off of trying to make us as good as possible. But, you know, the end product is far from being put together.
I saw that you played golf with Chris Davis recently.
Well, I watched him. They say play golf. It was, I don't know if I'd call it play golf.
Did you swing a club?
You want to see him hit a golf ball. Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's sucking the air out of the fairway. He's in a great frame of mind. If you think about all the things pointing to Chris having a big year, obviously it's his free agency year. He is really in a good mindset. You know, he feels like he let his teammates down, his fans down of the Orioles. There's a lot of things pointing towards him having a return to a better form, and I'm looking forward to it. He's in a great frame of mind right now. And he's, you know, we get to protect one extra player. We took that second guy in a Rule 5 yesterday because Chris Davis is not on the 40-man roster now. Isn't that a great rule?
That is a great rule, an odd turn of events.
And I bet you it will be changed next year. There's another one that we took advantage of.
You guys find a way to take advantage of them all within the rule book.
Exactly.
By the way, if it's there for the taking,
it's legal.
It's legal. Should I ask you about Texas Christian University and their?
My son graduated from there, as you well know. He's on suicide watch right now. He's trying to figure out how you beat a team you're supposed to beat, 55 to whatever, and you drop three spots. It makes you realize that they were going to have the four conferences in there regardless. Ohio State, you know, they really Big Ten. Spare me.
I saw him play here.
Pac-12.
Against Navy, and they almost got beat.
They need to put flags on their hips out there on the Pac-12 to tackle. But anyway, I'm biased, so I feel bad for him. But you know, it's like Coach Patterson. He did it so classily there at TCU. Said, hey, we had a chance to win that game and be undefeated, and this conversation wouldn't be happening. Unlike the guy at Baylor, who was pretty...
outspoken.
That's one way to put it. I'd call it something else, but go ahead.
Buck, we got to let you go.
Good.
Always a pleasure.
You. Thanks
again,
Brett.
Enjoy the game tomorrow.
I will. I'm going to.
That's Buck Showalter. Angela Showalter's here as well. Jay Moss is here. We'll come back to Radio Row here at the Convention Center on WBAL News Radio 1090.